KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint. K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove. KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay. KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass. And KKQA, 88.1 FM in Akutan, Alaska.
Sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
A bird song carries across the tide flats on a calm, pre-dawn morning in early May on Alaska's remote outer coast, an unpopulated region of the Gulf of Alaska between Yakutat and Cordova. The sun has yet to rise on a small group of tents encircled by an electric fence for protection against coastal brown bears, set up in the brown grass and scrubby alders of the beach fringe. A team of shorebird researchers is camped on the shore of this muddy, shallow bay. The biologists are here to study a migrating shorebird.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. President Trump says he spoke with Russian President Vladimir Putin by phone today. NPR's Franco Ordonez reports Trump says they discussed Ukraine's recent strikes on Russian aircraft.
President Trump says on social media that the two leaders spoke for about an hour and 15 minutes about Ukrainian and Russian strikes, as well as the ongoing nuclear talks with Iran. He wrote, quote, "It was a good conversation, but not a conversation that will lead to immediate peace." Indeed, Trump said Putin told him, using strong language, that Russia will have to respond to the recent attacks on its airfields. Trump also says he told Putin that Iran cannot be allowed to have a nuclear weapon. Trump says he believes Putin agrees with him on that. According to Trump, Putin suggested that he could help facilitate those discussions. Franco Ordonez, NPR News, the White House.
Smoke from wildfires burning across central Canada is spreading from the Midwest to the East Coast, prompting air quality alerts. NPR's Jeff Brady reports authorities in Pennsylvania are asking residents to drive less and conserve electricity to reduce air pollution.
Wildfires in Canada forced more than 27,000 people to evacuate their homes. The smoke prompted warnings in Minnesota and Wisconsin and has now spread to Pennsylvania, where the Department of Environmental Protection, or DEP, says warm weather is increasing ozone pollution. In the Philadelphia area, Susquehanna Valley and Lehigh Valley, the DEP declared a Code Orange Air Quality Action Day. People with breathing problems, children, and the elderly were advised to stay indoors. Wildfire smoke is a growing health problem across the U.S. as human-caused climate change increases the risk and intensity of fires. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Philadelphia.
The UN Security Council is meeting at this hour to consider a resolution demanding a ceasefire in Gaza. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports the Trump administration is expected to veto it.
The draft put forward by the 10 non-permanent members of the Security Council demands a, quote, immediate, unconditional, and permanent ceasefire in Gaza, respected by all parties. It calls on Hamas to release all hostages and Israel to lift a blockade on aid. The U.S. argues that the resolution undermines its efforts to reach a ceasefire that reflects the realities on the ground, and it draws a, quote, false equivalence between Israel and Hamas. An official calls that wrong and dangerous. The official, who was not authorized to speak publicly, says the U.S. tried to make changes to the draft, adding that it's not an outcome the Trump administration wanted. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News. The Pentagon is planning to rename the USNS Harvey Milk, a Navy ship named after the pioneering gay rights icon. The Department of Defense is considering a list of possible name changes for other ships as well. Possible replacements include the names of the late U.S. Supreme Court Justices Thurgood Marshall and Ruth Bader Ginsburg. In a statement to NPR, the Pentagon said Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is committed to ensuring that the names attached to all DOD installations and assets are, quote, reflective of the Commander-in-Chief's priorities and the nation's history. There's a new number one song in America, and it's by a fresh face. NPR's Stephen Thompson has the story.
This year, familiar stars like Kendrick Lamar, SZA, and Morgan Wallen have dominated the top of the Billboard charts. But on the Hot 100 Singles chart, there's a new name at number one. After a four-month rise, Alex Warren has finally topped the chart with Ordinary. With its mix of soaring pop and signifiers of praise music, the uplifting love song tops the chart just in time for the height of wedding season. Ordinary had to leapfrog three songs by country star Morgan Wallen in order to hit number one. Wallen's new record, I'm the Problem, tops the album chart for a second straight week. Stephen Thompson, NPR News.
I'm Windsor Johnston, NPR News, in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Imaginable Futures, celebrating the hard work, commitment, and achievements of the 1 in 5 college students who are parents. More at imaginablefutures.com. This is NPR.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset. Starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska. From Sitkanap to Castle Cape, small craft advisory through tonight. Today, northwest winds 25 knots, sea 7 feet with rain. Tonight, west winds 25 knots, sea 6 feet. And Thursday, west winds 20 knots, seas 5 feet. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy, today northwest winds 20 knots, sea 6 feet. Tonight, northwest winds 20 knots, seas 5 feet. And Thursday, northwest winds 15 knots, seas 4 feet. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sereshev, today northwest winds 20 knots, sea 6 feet. Tonight northwest winds 20 knots, sea 6 feet. And Thursday, northwest winds 15 knots, seas 4 feet. Port Hyden and Nelson Lagoon, today west winds 20 knots, seas 3 feet with patchy fog. Tonight west winds 20 knots, seas 4 feet. And Thursday, west winds 20 knots, seas 4 feet. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sereshev, today northwest winds 15 knots, seas 3 feet with patchy fog. Tonight, west winds 15 knots, seas 4 feet. And Thursday, west winds 15 knots, seas 3 feet. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula. Today, isolated showers, mostly sunny with highs near 45. Northwest winds around 15 miles per hour with gusts as high as 20. Tonight, partly cloudy with lows near 38. Northwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts as high as 20. And Thursday, mostly sunny with highs near 46. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Your tide predictions for the Popoff Island. There is a high tide at 4:50 a.m. at 8 foot 1 inch. A low at 12:12, a minus tide of 1 foot 8 inches. A high at 7:06 p.m. at 5 foot 6 inches, and a low at 11:42 p.m. at 3 feet 3 inches. Your sun rose at 6:05 this morning, and your sun will set at 11:16, giving us 17 hours and 11 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSDP and KAEB. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
I'll do a run through the 80s, start out with U2, With or Without You. Then ABBA with I Let Music Speak. And then Stevie Nicks with Nightbird.
With or without you. Through the storm we reached the shore. You gave it all, but I want more. And I'm waiting for you. With or without you.
Take me. of autumn rustling down an old avenue. And in the dead of night I find myself a blind man in some ancient valley. I let the music speak, leading me gently, urging me like
I'm not afraid to die.
Yeah, Journey's up next with Wheel in the Sky, When You Love a Woman, and then Don't Stop Believin'.
I said that I'd never fall again. Within myself I was wrong. My searching ain't over. Over.
You love a woman.
You see your world. can't believe it's one is true. To fall in love is so hard to do. I hope and pray tonight some way you're thinking of me, girl. Yes, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little Michael Jackson next to Billie Jean, and then burn this disco out after that rock with you.
People always told me. butterfly across the floor. Join the party, and we keep you moving, that's for sure.
Well, it's in Boston, take it to the top of the hour. I got a lot more loaded than there's the hour to play. So what am I going to play here? I got a lot of Boston. I got to take one off. More Than a Feeling, and then the Star Spangled Banner and 4th of July. It's both by Boston here.
Thank you. We'll be right back.